He discovered wonderful stories also about Jules. In Alfonso's Clericalis Disciplina, a serpent was mentioned with eyes of real jacinth. And in the romantic story of Alexander, the conqueror of Emathia was said to have found in the Vale of Jordan snakes with collars of real emeralds growing in their backs. There was a gem in the brain of the dragon, Philostratus told us. And by the exhibition of golden letters and a scarlet robe, the monster could be thrown into a magical sleep and slain. According to the great alchemist Pierre Boniface, the diamond rendered a man invisible, and the agate of India made him eloquent. The carnelian appeased anger, and the hyacinth provoked sleep, and the amethyst drove away the fumes of wine. The garnet cast out demons, and the hydropicus deprived the moon of her colour. The selenite waxed and waned with the moon, and the melosseus that discovers thieves could be affected only by the blood of kids. Leonardus Camillus had seen a white stone taken from the brain of a newly killed toad that was a certain antidote against poison. The bezoar that was found in the heart of the Arabian deer was a charm that could cure the plague. In the nests of Arabian birds was the aspilates that, according to Democritus, kept the wearer from any danger by fire. The king of Ceylon rode through his city with a large ruby in his hand at the ceremony of his coronation. The gates of the palace of John the Priest were made of sardius, with the horn of the horned snake inwrought, so that no man might bring poison within. Over the gable were two golden apples, in which were two carbuncles, so that the gold might shine by day, and the carbuncles by night. In Lodge's strange romance, A Marguerite of America, it was stated that in the chamber of the queen one could behold all the chaste ladies of the world, enchased out of silver, looking through fair mirrors of chrysolites, carbuncles, sapphires, and green emeralds. Marco Polo had seen the inhabitants of Cipangu place rose-coloured pearls in the mouths of the dead. A sea monster had been enamoured of the pearl that the diver brought to King Perozes, and had slain the thief and mourned for 7 moons over its loss. When the Huns lured the king into the great pit, he flung it away. Procopius tells the story, nor was it ever found again, though the emperor Anastasius offered 500 weight of gold pieces for it. The king of Malabar had shown to a certain Venetian a rosary of 304 pearls, one for every god that he worshipped.